This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. I'm Caleb Brown. When Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh comes before the U.S. Senate for confirmation hearings, one opinion of his should stand out. Klayman v. Obama, a case that unsuccessfully challenged the National Security Agency's bulk collection of data about your telephone calls. Matthew Feeney argues that the case raises some substantial concerns about Kavanaugh's view of American privacy. I recently spoke with Gene Healy about Brett Kavanaugh, the new nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, and his record on cases relating to civil liberties and surveillance. Now, you wrote a little more on the Cato blog about a specific case, which was Klayman v. Obama, and this challenged the constitutional basis for the NSA's collection of bulk telephone metadata. So first of all, explain roughly what that case specifically was asking.
Right. So as you said, the case involved the NSA's metadata program, and Larry Klayman challenged the constitutionality of the program. And this case was making its way through the courts, and it eventually ended up at the court where Brett Kavanaugh sits, which is the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. Now, the interesting writing that we have before us when it comes to Kavanaugh and this case comes from a denial of rehearing this case en banc, which means the entire bench hearing the case after the D.C. Circuit decided to stay a lower court injunction against this program. So what's interesting about this? Well, what's interesting is that the court decided to deny the rehearing, and Kavanaugh decided to write a solo concurrence, which I think includes a number of interesting articles that Kavanaugh should be asked about when he's before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the first thing to point out is that the beginning of this concurrence is rather ordinary, in the sense that Kavanaugh says, look, the government's collection of metadata from third parties like telecommunications providers is consistent under the third party doctrine, and based on precedent, we should uphold this as constitutional.
Okay, so now if you're observer of the Supreme Court, that seems perfectly reasonable given what you've heard the Supreme Court say in the past.
Right, and Kavanaugh is a appellate judge, and it's appropriate for judges in that position to adhere to precedent. And the third party doctrine, of course, is the Fourth Amendment doctrine that was developed in the 70s that in a nutshell says that you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy to information you volunteer to third parties, such as banks and phone companies. So that part of the concurrence seems pretty straightforward, but then it takes an interesting turn and where I think the really interesting questions are raised. So Kavanaugh goes on to write, even if the bulk collection of telephony metadata constitutes a search, the Fourth Amendment does not bar all searches and seizures. It bars only unreasonable searches and seizures. And he goes on to point out that, quote, the government's program for bulk collection of telephony metadata serves a critically important special need preventing terrorist attacks on the United States. And he concludes by saying, in my view, that critical national security need outweighs the impact on privacy occasioned by this program. So here he's talking about special needs. And in Fourth Amendment jurisprudence, there is a special needs doctrine. And indeed, in this concurrence, Kavanaugh cites a few of these cases. But I think what's important to point out here, though, is that in the cases that even Kavanaugh cites, they're very isolated incidents. So the drug testing of high school athletes or drunk driving roadblocks. And while there has been jurisprudence that's built on special needs, I think it's important for listeners to consider that the kind of precedent that Kavanaugh is citing here is are cases that are very isolated and limited and specific. The NSA program was the indiscriminate, warrantless collection of millions of Americans' data. So I think to say that even if we chucked out the third-party doctrine, this would be a totally fine program under the Fourth Amendment is a little concerning.
So it would be as if he is using these special cases to justify a program that is routine. That is like we don't have drunk driving checkpoints 24/7 on highways, and not all young people are routinely and regularly tested for drug use. Is that basically the distinction you're trying
right.
to draw?
Yes, I think that's right. And what's also interesting about this concurrence is that when Kavanaugh says that this program, the metadata program, is critically important for preventing terrorism, he then doesn't cite previous cases, but he cites the 9/11 Commission report. And this is interesting for a few reasons. The first is that the 9/11 Commission report does not directly recommend the bulk collection of metadata that we see or saw in the NSA's program. And it doesn't, in fact, make the argument that such a program would have prevented the attacks. This is a really interesting citation. And I would like to add that the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board issued a report in 2014 examining the program under question. And they wrote, quote, "Based on the information provided to the board, we have not identified a single instance involving a threat to the United States in which the telephone records program made a concrete difference in the outcome of a counterterrorism investigation." So it's not only a little odd that Kavanaugh would cite the 9/11 Commission report to justify the program because that report doesn't actually recommend such a program directly, but a report that was published before Kavanaugh wrote this concurrence actually found that the program hadn't been effective in counterterrorism efforts.
So what does that tell us? Is this an error, or is this just a very broad reading of the powers of the federal government under the Fourth Amendment?
Well, that's one of the questions that I hope a few members of the Senate Judiciary Committee might feel compelled to ask Kavanaugh. Because if you're going to make the argument that the indiscriminate collection of millions of Americans' data without warrants is a special need under the Fourth Amendment, I hope need to have a body of case law or evidence that's true. And Kavanaugh cites only the 9/11 Commission report, which at least to me isn't good enough to justify the kind of surveillance that was at question in the case. And this is particularly important because if Kavanaugh is confirmed to the Supreme Court, as is widely expected, he will certainly have to consider questions involving privacy and national security. These kind of questions will maybe involve emerging technology such as drones or facial recognition. And even if the court gets to the point where it's ready to overturn the third-party doctrine, which I don't think is likely, but even if we got to that point, it's interesting that we could have a Supreme Court justice that thinks that national security when it comes to these kind of programs, just serves a special need and can function as a runaround Fourth Amendment protections.
Matthew Feeney directs the Cato Institute Project on Emerging Technologies. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast at iTunes and Google Play, and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.